Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 10th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's contested presidential election results.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindewele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the just-ended presidential election in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe's MDC Alliance has filed a court challenge against President Emmerson Mnangagwa's election victory, halting Mnangagwa's inauguration that had been due on Sunday. Advocate Nelson Chamisa's lawyer, Tawani Mpofu, says he asked the Constitutional Court to nullify the July 30th vote and declare the proper winner. He says Chamisa won the election. Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi told Reuters Sunday's inauguration will no longer happen until the case is finalized in the courts.
The Constitution requires a losing presidential candidate to file a challenge within 7 days of a winner being declared. The Constitutional Court, which can declare a new winner or order a fresh election, must rule within 14 days of an election petition. Some of the attorneys representing the MDC Alliance are from South Africa.
Mnangagwa got 2.46 million votes against 2.15 million for Chamisa. The opposition said the result was rigged. Security forces killed about 7 people when Zimbabweans staged a protest in Harare over delays in announcing the presidential election.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona Facebook pages. And if you wish to join the show, you can also phone this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yebo Chonga, kunjani mfowethu?
Ah, ngiyaphila ndoda, uthini?
Hayi, ngiyaphila kakhulu. Kwakunjani Zimbabwe?
Ah, Zimbabwe yanga iri anzi kutamba tsotsa unopinda tsafu yakasimba. Unoda munhu anenge akasimba mudariro. Ndokurarama kuri kuitika muZimbabwe kukupinda wakasimba mudariro.
Yeah, wabona kuti election yakutsho njani? Yahamba njani?
Yeah, nemaonero andakaita ndichidzwa nevanhu vandaitaura navo Gibbs vakawanda vaifunga kuti musi waitwa sarudzo zvavaitarisira zvinobuda. Asi mushure mekunge sarudzo dzazoziviswa kuti ndiana akunda, ndopandakatanga kuona vanhu vakawanda vakukwanisa kutanga kutaura vachinyunyuta vachipokana nezvazvabuda. Asi musi wesarudzo vakawanda vese vaingofunga zvinhu zvafamba zvakanaka.
Ye, lamhla ke sikhangela ngodaba lokhetho kuti sebefakile mapepa eConstitutional Court abantu beMDC Alliance bathi okuthiwa wanqoba uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa akuhambanga ngemfanelo. Ngakho bathe pa amapepa abo, njalo kulabanye abantu abavela kule South Africa abanjengo-advocate Mpofu ababuye ukuthi baze representa MDC Alliance. Kuzobuya labanye-ke abaseZimbabwe khonapho. Sibonile nje nithe ngikhuluma lo Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda omele-ke oyisikhulumele sikaChamisa uthi bebela amaphepha amaningi okubangalisayo, uthi ekhoti bekufunakala inqwaba la nqwaba zamaphepha. So amaphepha bethola langabanye abantu woboso uthi hambe utweleke bhara so ke kunjalo-ke mfowethu kuzobuya-ke i-inauguration akade kumele uye khona ngeSunday ayisekho. So ngoba nxa ungaphosela udaba lolu suvimbe konke 14 days ukuthi umelele kuze kulunga.
No feasting on Sunday.
Avele akusela inkomo lezana zibuleweyo angazithi inyama iyakuya ngaphi.
Zawana a new lease of life mombele.
Akutshela abantu joke.
Ndizvo zvo Gibbs wongu nhasi vadiwa vateereri nevatariri tiri kutaura nezvedanho ratorwa neMDC Alliance rekuenda kudare reConstitutional Court kana kudare repamusorosoro vachipikisa zvakabuda musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika zvakaziviswa neZimbabwe Electoral Commission kuti vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vaimirira ZANU PF musarudzo iyi ndovakanga vakunda. Dare riroda kuti izvozvo zvisendekwe, ndingati bato reMDC Alliance riroda kuti izvozvo zvisendekwe nedare. Dare rozivisa kuti vakakunda musarudzo ndavaChamisa vaNelson Chamisa kana kuti Advocate Nelson Chamisa vaimirira MDC Alliance musarudzo. Nokuti vari kuti sarudzo idzi dzakaberidzirwa maonero avo, vaChamisa ndo vakakunda sezviri kutaura naGibbs kuti vane mazuva 14 kana kuti 14 ekuti vange vachinyaya uchinzwika kudare asi danho iro raita kuti kugadzwa kwemutungamiri wenyika vaemason munanga kwakanga vachitaroswa kugadzwa nemusi wesvondo kumiswe kusvika dare rapa mutongo waro kuti vachamisa ndo vakakunda here kana kuti rinoti dzokuraisa rudzo kana kuti rinoti vamunanga kwandova vakakunda zvichireva kuti mabiko anga akatarisirwa kuitwa nemusi wesvondo ambosendekwa stata gadzirira kutya tombomirwa.
So we saw that Twitter was on fire. As soon as those guys filed the papers and somebody sent out the first page. And the first page had one issue, the spelling of Nangaku.
Okay.
And everyone was saying, you know, this is something else. Why did they do that? Then Fazai Mahere sent out a Twitter and said, it doesn't matter. She's a legal practitioner. So we hear from the courts. So let's listen to what Advocate Thabani Mpofu, who is the lead lawyer in this case, is saying about the issue.
Yes. Okay, the president's lawyer is going to give a statement regarding the process. Advocate Mpofu. Okay,
thank you. The application has been published. I assume it's a good application.
I'll start all over again.
Okay, the application has been lodged. As you can see, it is a thick application. Apart from this application, there's also a separate bundle of evidence which deals with all the issues that are raised in this application.
And for instance, we've managed to place before the court unpopulated those signed V11 forms. And how does that happen? We've managed to place before the court V11 forms which show an attempt to erase the figures that had been entered. We managed to place before the court all the mathematical and statistical irregularities. We've managed to place before the court the background issues that bear on the conduct of a free, fair and credible election. So okay. What we must now do is to argue the matter.
There you are. He says the next step is to argue the case, Baba Chonga. We are kuluma sibili lapha umnumzana uThabani Mpofu. Onguye phela umkhulu wabo bolapha ke abakhangela icala leli. Ukuthi bathi ukuthi pho kusuka lapha kuya ngapi. So bathi sebeka ngene koti ke bakhulume ngakho usibili ngoba the inauguration njengoba sikhulumile kayiseko.
Nyaya mafi 11 hanzi maform anonzi mafi 11 vakuti pane humbo hwekuti pane anga achida kuwandudzwa kana kushandurwa kwatingati kana kuirezwa kuti zvigadziridzwe mafiga kana mafigiri ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvavari kutaura izvozvo.
Now the computers are certain things. If you write something today and try to enter it into a system, it records dates. Maybe that's what he's talking about here.
That is it.
And then these V11 forms, did you see them in Zimbabwe?
Ndakaona V11 ainyorwa nemaoko Gibbs. Saka zvishinji maentries angare kutonyora ne ballpoint zvinyora muchinyora wozovinamirwa panzvimbo paanenge achiswa kuti uya wana mavota akati uya wana zvakati.
So you can tear those and change them and then forge signatures.
Kuzoforge handizvo kuti unobudirira here asi kana rakanga rasainwa bhozi raifana kuzosainwa nemaagenti emapato. Saka kana rakanga rangosainwa rinenge ra an authentic document. Saka izvozvo ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvavanenge vachitarisa nofunga munyaya dzavo. Nokuti kana papa ine kupokana dzimwe nguva vanhu veMDC Alliance vaigona kuramba kusaina zvavanenge vachipikisa kuti handizvo zvabuda.
Yeah. So when you saw those V11 forms, they were outside the polling stations, right?
Yes.
And they had some copies inside.
Yes.
So meaning that you could have taken a picture and kept that picture and
yes,
those that were inside.
Pictures.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because whatever they post is the result of that polling station. Yes, so this was a polling station-based election.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Chonga. So now I think we are joined by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the MDCT presidential spokesperson. Dr. Sibanda, welcome to the program.
Welcome and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Give us an update of what is going on.
Oh, well, what is going on is that as President Nelson Chamisa had promised the election, he has, through his lawyers, engaged the Supreme Court or the Electoral Court to get the announcement that got Mnangagwa declared president nullified on a number of grounds. And this provided evidence to the effect that President Mnangagwa is simply declared the winner, but is not necessarily the elected president of the country.
And you kept the nation on, you know, just hanging, like you went for the last minute here to say, let's just put it. Why did you wait for such a long time?
I think that that's the impression that you get, you know, from the outside looking in. The fact of the matter is that because of the law, we had to serve those documents to over 25 individuals outside the court, but then also serve the same documents to the 9 justices of the court. And then also serve those documents to various members of the Electoral Commission and to people in the government. So the documents that we're making and the scope, just the size of the document itself, will tell you that we had a mammoth task to carry out. I spent nearly 36 hours locked up in a command center, just trying to get the documents together. So over the 36 hours, no one slept. And you don't see the scale of the work until you get to do it. So we spent a lot of time on the clerical part of the work. But also that, as you know, there's a lot of goodwill on this. We had over 1,000 lawyers who were willing to look at the documents and to participate in the country. And we have international lawyers coming from the region and from other regions. And that simply means that we had a lot of eyes looking at these documents, looking at the evidence we had. And we had to make sure that they all look at it so that we were quite certain that our application met the highest standard and also that our evidence was incontrovertible.
Yes, I was actually up to but it is got to see the chunga, Utwakwenze loku. Ngoba befunuti kupume kulungu exeke bakufunayo. So ukuthi kulabantu abaningi kade kumele bekhangele ukuthi kuhamba njani. So bakwenza ke khonoko. So ngambuza ke umbuzo
futhi. Yes, Dr. Swanda, I just wanted to hear from you whether you're only challenging the presidential election or you are challenging presidential House of Assembly and also the council.
These things are done at different stages, but as the presidential spokesperson, I only speak on behalf of the president. The president, in this case, has made an application that's specific to the presidential election. And I know that the party has parallel processes that are looking at the validity and authenticity of the results as announced by ZEC for the parliamentary side. But today's petition was specific to the presidential election.
And also, we had people inquiring or asking about where ZEC was placed or is placed on the court papers. Some said it's at number 24 respondents. Does this matter?
No, it doesn't matter. Look, the manner in which you lay down your respondents and who should be your respondent in an election is determined by law. What I mean by that is that we did not necessarily choose who should be respondent, number one. Number two, the law lays out procedures as to who should be respondent. As you can see in our affidavit to the court, all those who participated in the election are named as respondents. Now, that's not our making, that's the making of the law. And it doesn't mean that we think that they conspired in the process. It's just how it is required in terms of the rules of the court.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Gibbs.
Yeah, so sizwa kuthiwa ke lapha ke abantu abaningi bakhuluma ngebizo elikamnanga ku. Ispelling. So Dr. Swanda is saying so many eyes actually read, went through the document. So Dr. Swanda, can you assure people that the application won't be thrown out because of the misspelling of Mr. Mnangagwa? It reads Mnangagwa, you know, something like that. So people are very worried. So can you tell them what happened?
Look, that petition carries Mnangagwa's name in about 1,000 places. And there's just one place where that name has been misspelled, as I said, partly because the document has gone went through many eyes. And that typo was effected last minute, not because somebody was typing the name, but because they just keyed in something without noticing that they were doing that. If you look at the printouts that we had before that, everything was correct, just at the last printout. And these things do happen. Typos are everyday life things. I don't think that we should really be measuring on minors here. It will be interesting to see that ZANU-PF would like to defend its candidate, by really measuring on a small title, it would indicate that they have no evidence. And fortunately, I think that is the evidence that's going to determine this case. It's not the politicking about anything else. Look, I don't think that that mistake by itself nullifies our application, but I think the difference in the numbers announced by ZEC is certainly very essential and important to nullify the election. So those who think that the name means anything, they must wait until they find out that the numbers announced by Chigumba are different to the numbers that Chigumba has since provided on her website.
Yeah, nxa sisikhangela ngesintu sibila kutshela abantu ukuthi konke lokwenzileyo libona ngazana kuya ngapi baba Sibanda ngamafutshane.
Well, again, atholakala kumaphepha afakwe ZEC kuma website. So upresident elect Nelson Gamisa uthi yena uzosebenza la court asebenze njalo nabantu beZimbabwe ukuthi kube le ndlela yokubuyiselwa umbuso wokhetho.
Yes, abo ngakhulu ke ufisa ukumbuza kumbe siye phambili.
Tombonzi kaidi kuti vari kutiona pa Facebook Live pashona apo vari kuti Gibbs hanzina mukoma munyaradzi charara watching live from South Africa Mpumalanga in Schumansdale with God everything is possible. Mukoma Komborero Chepiri hanzi watch sekunda Mpumalanga then Tafadzwa Bebe CCC kuda kwashe Dani Chasi God's case no appeal. Then vazonyora zvakare mukoma kuda kwashanza hashtag God is in it. Then Meva Chirodza, hello. Mudenda wa mudenda twalumba. Then obviously Semwayo watching from Lodium Pretoria. Asi vamwe vari kuti tifonerei pana mukoma munyaradzi charara vaisa namba dzavo pano tichaedza kufonerai Gibbs.
I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Machobana Ncobe. He's a human rights lawyer. He's based in Bulawayo. That is Zimbabwe's second largest city. Mr. Machobana Ncobe, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs. Thank you. And yeah, good evening to the listeners.
Yes.
And to Dr. Banda.
Thank you so much. And now tell us, what's your view on all this, the filing of this court case, and what is likely to be the outcome of this?
At this point in time, it's difficult to say. I can guess what the outcome is. But essentially, I mean, from what we have heard and from what Dr. Swana was saying, I think one can say that there has been, fiddling with the numbers somehow, and therefore, that will certainly serve to say the results as has been announced are not correct. But however, if we may take a detour a bit, if you go to to the Electoral Act, I think that's Section 3, it provides that, there are certain principles that should govern democratic elections in this country. Some of those principles require that each and every person who qualifies to vote should be allowed to exercise their right to vote. The other is that those who govern should derive their power, their mandate from the people through an electoral process that is free, that is fair, that is transparent, and so many other things. So what is a trial right now, that will be a trial before the Constitutional Court, is whether those principles have been adhered to. And then if you go to the founding principles in our constitution, that is section 2, it also provides for all those things that this country is anchored with certain principles, one of which is transparency. So whatever you do as a governmental body or a public officer, you have to do it in such a manner that it is transparent. If one alleges that you have not done it properly, for instance, there is a chapter, I think it's chapter 8 mm-hmm. of the Constitution, that also sets out certain principles that apply to an electoral process, which also speaks to issues of fairness, transparency. And then Section 67 also speaks to political rights, that those people who are qualified to vote should be able to vote for their chosen representative. Mm-hmm. And those that want to stand for public office should be able to campaign freely and derive their mandate from the electorate. Mm-hmm. So if you add all these things are the things that will be a trial in the Constitutional Court, because you would know that our electoral process requires that at each and every polling station, there are what are called V11 forms. Those V11 forms are filled out by the electoral officer that is in charge of that station. And then a copy is given to all the political parties, to the agents of the political parties, to observers. And then a copy is sent to the ward center, because a constituency has got polling stations. From polling stations, go to wards, and then the constituency. So at mm-hmm. the ward level, all the V11 forms are put together, and then a V23 form is then compiled for each and every ward. And then from there, you go to a constituency level where V23B forms are compiled. And then it is those V23B forms that are then sent to the national ZEC offices, mm-hmm. what they call colloquially the command center. Then you tabulate all those figures. So at the end of the day, you have all this evidence, all this paper trail from the polling station level, all the way. So you should be able to add up the numbers and see mm-hmm. Whether, I mean, those democratic principles that we spoke about in Section 3 of the Act have been adhered to, whether the person who has been declared to be the e-winner has been elected in terms of those principles, whether they add up, because you then do not take power unless there is a clear mandate that has been given to you by the electors.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Sicela ubambe khona lapho ngayikatshana laba bamajoba nancube. Usesilobani lapho ke
tena vaphaida moyo Saurombe Igweta vaphindawo muchirongwa chino kuti things go maonera awo. Makadi vaSaurombe.
Tinofara makadiwo ikoko.
Aiwa tiri wapenyu, tinotenda zvikuru kuti makwanisa kusiya zvamava muchiita muchipinda muchirongwa chedu. Vateereri vedu vangafara kwazvo kunzwawo maonero enyu panyaya iyo yaitika yekuti MDC Alliance yasvitsa kudarira pamusoro-soro chikumbiro chekuti ringe richirasa zvakaziviswa neZEC pasarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika. Zvii zvamungataurawo pamusoro pazvo?
Chekutanga ndoda kuti zvaitwa nebato reMDC Alliance zviri pamutemo, uye zvino providwa izvo nemutemo kuti vakwanise kunga vachienda kudare guru munyika, kuti vanoisawo chichemo chavo maererano nekubatwa kwakaitwa sarudzo dzemunyika muno. Ndochekutanga chendingada kutaura. Saka iyoyo ikodzero yavo, and ikodzero zvakare kuti vamiririre ruzhinji rweZimbabwe rwakavavhotera mukati nesarudzo vachiita zvese zvavakaita izvozvo.
Mm-hmm. Vamwe vari kuti nguva yatorwa neMDC Alliance yekuzosvisa mapepa kumatare inguva yanga yekutotarisira kuti pakugadzwa mutungamiri wenyika akaziviswa ndiye akakunda. Tanzwa yedu Dr. Nkululeko Siwanda wachitsanangura kuti aiwa danho racho rakanonotswa nekuti kune magwaro nemagwaro anga achimboshandwa. Imi munoonawo sei?
Ichocho chogona kuita chokwadi, uye asi tikatarisa kuti mutemo unotipa kuti zvinhu zvifambe sei. Chekutanga chendingada kutaura chekuti dumbiro redu remutemo mukaenda pasection 93 rinotipa iro mazuva anokwanisa iwo kuti paiswe challenge kudare guru munyika mirano nemaelections mazuva anotarwa aya i 7 days. 7 days dzedu dzinotanga kuerengwa papi kubva pakadaidzirwa maresults pakanzi paita uyo akunda maresults. Tikatarisa kudaidzirwa kwakaitwa musi wechina kana kuti musi weFriday mangwanani kuma after 1 a.m. Saka ndo panotanga kuerengwa mazuva kuti wangava musi wechishanu. Saka kusvika nhasi zvakare musi wechishanu MDC yanga ine nguva yekuti vaiise mapepa pamwe chete, vaiisa mapepa pamwe chete vakwanise ivo kuzoendesa mapepa aya kudare guru renyika.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vasaurombiramba yanyu muri parunare.
Iye wotiziye kubaba udokotela Spanda. So dokotela, nxa usukhangele sibili ngabantu laba elibuye labo ukuthi bakuhambe ekoti, akusitshela ukuthi amadoda ngobani? Dr. Spanda, are you there, Dr. Nkululeko Spanda? I'm trying to...
Yeah,
okay. Akusitshela ukuthi ngobani amagqwetha abakhona baba? Ukuzithi abantu babe bazi ukuthi kulozibani, lozibani, lozibani.
Well, amagqwetha amaningi atholakeleyo asebenza ngaphansi kuka advocate Thabani Mpofu, silabo advocate asithi labo Chris Mike, sibe lamagqwetha amaqo advocate Dali Mpofu abe South Africa abathe no babone ngani lo msebenzi umsebenzi oqhakathekileyo njalo oqotho bavumelana basebenzayo bazabuya basebenzele ndawonye lelo person nebenjamini. Sothola into enhle kakhulu leyo ukuthi amagqwetha vele mazwela athiyeneyo atholakala esebenza ndawonye lo president nebenjamini.
So some people were asking before we came to this show you know about the cost of actually hiring these lawyers. Who's going to pay?
Well, you know, when you are doing good and when your intentions are good, you get a lot of goodwill from a lot of people. And I think that most of this is being done out of goodwill. A lot of costs are being covered by people who realize that the President Nelson Chamisa won this election and that he's been cheated out, that Zanu-PF is trying to cheat him out of the victory. As such, that's how this has gone. The party is in a good position in terms of costs related to this this challenge.
Tumunzwa kuti va machovana ncube amene kuti vanokwanisa here kutaura neshona. Mr. Ncube,
go try hangu vunza blessing chichi wone
kuti nasi butsu dza blessing dzakapfekwa naJonga idiki zvadzasi ndinokwanisa kufamba nadzo.
thank you sorry for that Jonga.
no problem ndashida kungonzwa kuti kuti zvikuru richitarisa kunyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu pane kutyorwa here kwekodzero dzevanhu kungadai kwaitwa nedanho ratorwa neMDC.
Aiwa, apana kodzero zvakatyorwa. In fact, zvakaitwa neMDC ndizvo zvakakosha because vanhu vakaenda neuzhinji unovhota. And as such, vane entitlement yekuti vhoti yacho iyoyo ioneke kuti nzwise kuti yafamba sei.
Mwanotungu lako sekukumeka ke machovana kodwa ubambe konapo siyabuya kuwe ngesikhaphe khaphe. Ye, so sungizwa machovana Ncube, uyangizwa? Ye, ucingo lwakhe kati ngaisolutsha izinto
asi vanga vachitaura kuti hapana kodzero dzemunhu dzakatyorwa nekuti vamwe vanogona kuti inini ndakavhota saka ndakutyorerwa kodzero dzangu nokuti ndaanchitarisira kuti musi wesvondo vamunangagwa vagadzwe mumwe wouyu. Saka ndotaida kunzwa kuti pane violation of any human rights here with what the MDC did. He says no, it's their constitutional right to do that and that they are also representing a lot of people who may have been disenfranchised. Yes, I think vadzoka vanqube. Yes, kana muine zvekuwedzera zvenyu vanqube.
Awasei kuti zvakakosha kuti tinzwisise kuti panyaya dzematongero enyika vanhu vari kupinda mumaofisi kuti batonge vanhu mtemo enyika uri kuti nga baongofanira kuti baite banhu baga ngo electwa nebanhu so apana zvaga chora ne MDC kuti iende kukoti because ikuenda kukoti kwacho ikoko kwakavhunyimirwa na section 93 we constitution kuti kuendwe kukoti pakune dispute so the inauguration zvofanira kuti zvimire until dispute yacho yagadzirwa yapera
akufana nesindebele sibili baba machoba nencubo kuti nxa sikhangela khona okwenziwe MDC kusemthethweni yini uqhambe sibili njengoba sijo section 93 siyakwazi njalo lokuthi section 94 uyatsho ukuthi nxa sokunje kumele kwenzweni
ye esingakutsho ukuthi ngomthetho welizwe isekelo sombuso nxa kuthe kwenziwa ukhetho kulokungavumelani sikhangelele ukuthi mhlawumbe ukhetho aliqhutshwa ngendlela eqondileyo kuvunyelwe ukuthi kuhanjwe ekhothi yilowo othi yena ukhethwa luphathwa ngendlela eqondileyo and then idale selizakhangela lihlolisise libone ubufakazi obulethwe ngulowo complainayo ukuthi ukhethwa luqhutshwa kuhle njani lingenza njalo sokufuze ukuthi inauguration ime ukugcotshwa kwalowo obekuthiwa ukhethiwe ngoba kufuze ukuthi idale liqale lizwisise ukuthi onguye vele onqobileyo nguphi ngoba uzananzelela futhi ukuthi umuntu ofuza ukuthi agcobe lobe kuthiwa uwinile ngu-chief justice ngapha at the same time ufuza ukuthi abe nguye ozaba ngumphathisihlalo wedale le-constitutional court ekuhloleni ekuhluzeni lolu daba oseliphanyekwe phambi kwe-constitutional court so kululungele labantu ukuthi nxa belo muntu abemkhethileyo wakhanya ukuthi akuvunyelwana kuqale kuyehluzwa yi-constitutional court akulalungelo lomuntu elephulwe ngaleyo ndlela ngoba upresident uvele ukhona kathesi esihlalweni until kuze kutholakale upresident elect omutsha so akula vacancy ekhona ayikho iproblem ilizwe liyaqhubeka lisiya phambili
hayi siyamuzwa umajobana so he says this has been done if, through following the constitution and it says you know as per the constitution things are going ahead like you know in terms of life people have to know that this is a process that is supposed to be done as per the constitution
let me go to Mr. Saurombe Mr. Saurombe are you still there
I'm still here
yes is there any possibility that out of the respondents is one or two or 10 may say no or refuse to accept the court papers?
Yes, that ability is there, but when you look at the rules of our court and when you look at how the sheriff executes his duties, you'll discover that if one refuses to accept the papers, there are ways in which are acceptable to the court in which service can actually be executed. You can actually leave the papers are fixed either by the doors or by the gates, and you will then inform the court in what we call a return of service that so-and-so respondent refused to receive the papers from the court.
And that action, won't it affect the process or may that allow the inauguration to go ahead?
That process cannot allow or affect the process, or it also cannot allow the inauguration to take place. Why? Because what makes the inauguration to stop is not that people have been served, but what makes the inauguration to stop is because the law provides that if a challenge is filed within 7 days after declaration, then the constitutional court has to hear that declaration. So it's not in the process, but it's actually in terms of operation of the law to stop inauguration.
Aiwa, thank you so much. Tichazoti edu pamberi apo mutsanangura futi nerurimi rwa amai asi gips ndandawafunza vasaurombe kuti vamwe vanogona here kuramba kutambira mapepa acho ekumatare vari kuti hongu munhu anogona kuramba kutambira asi iye chikonzi chaenda nemapepa chinogona kusiya chanamirira kana padhoo pako kana pai ndikabvunza zvakare zvinokwanisa here kuti munhu akanga aramba kutambira mapepa iyayo zvizoita kuti kugadzwa kwemutungamiri kuenderere mberi kana kukanganisa mafambiro edare vari kuti aiwa hazvina zvazvinokanganisa zvakare nokuti dare ndo rine nyaya yese ndo rine final say panyaya iyo yekuti mutongo wakamira sei.
Yeah, so Dr. Spanda, are you having some resistance from some people from getting the papers? In terms of serving those papers, did you have any problems?
Oh, well, there were challenges earlier on when the president's office, the declared president's office, refused to accept the papers and send us on a goose chase to the Ministry of Justice. Where we ended up leaving papers there for the president. But also that in that situation, the sheriff is also now engaged to send or take responsibility for delivering those papers. And the sheriff is expected to have delivered those papers to the residences of all the respondents by 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, so ke akusifake ngisindebele ukuthi lihlangane lobuzima obunganani ekuhambiseni kwamaphepha khona.
Well, abantu abaningi bakhanye bengalisani nokuthola nokuthi bamukele amaphepha awe-court ebesibanikeza wona. Sibe lo dubanyana oluncane nje ekuhambiseni amaphepha ku-president declared u-president we-ZANU-PF u-president Nangagwa. Sifike ofisini yakhe eMnumntaba building bathi hayi bo. Elina kuzamele lihambise amaphepha kuMinistry of Justice okuyinto engelangqondo ngoba upresident uthola lamaphepha njengomuntu wezanu hatshi njengomphathi kahulumeni obungene umthetho njengomuntu wezanu. Kodwa kungasenani sisuke sahambisa amaphepha kuMinistry of Justice esiqede lokho sasesisuka-ke sakhulumisana lo Court. What yena uzazama ukuhambisana lelo phepha emzini yabo bonke abantu kanye nasendlini kapresident Mnangagwa u-10 wantambama engakatshayi. Abantu nge-sheriff, yes.
Siyawuza kakhulu. Maybe let's get a reaction from Mr. Ncube on some of these procedures. So, Mr. Ncube, it seems as if there were some of these challenges, you know, in serving the papers. Tell us a bit about serving papers. What happens, really?
An application, the lawyers themselves can serve. But, look, they can also elect to utilize the services of the sheriff to serve. But, of course, here and there, you know, you may encounter difficulties where people purport to refuse service of the papers. But like my brother, Saurombe, has just indicated, you know, there are ways in which you can effect service of the papers, which are perfectly acceptable. You can leave the papers at the office of the person. You can serve them personally. You can leave them at their office, or you can leave them with what you call an authorized agent. You can also leave them at home. At their home is not a problem. So all those types of services are perfectly acceptable and provided for in terms of the rules of the Constitutional Court. And also, I mean, should someone refuse to take the papers, you may affix them to the outer door of your premises, or you can place them inside a letterbox. And then what the sheriff does then to write what we call a return of service. It's a document that then tells you that he went to such a place at such a time on such a date and did serve the papers in the following manner.
That's a process.
Yeah, it's a long process.
Sister, you go for what you're going to do. Yeah. Can I also get that?
It's really something that is a bit cumbersome. I mean,
this was. Saurombe, munoona here zvataurwa na Dr. Swanda, zvekuti vanga vamboisangana nematambudziko mune mawango achipa mapepa. Zviri zvinhu zvinogona kanganiswa kana kuti munogona vanhu kuti vazvipikise zvakare kudare kana vakuzopira nyaya yekuti takasangana nematambudziko akata.
Ichocho chokwadi kuti vamwe vanogona hongu kuuya vachiti takasangana nematambudziko aya isiri kumarespondents, vanogona kuuya vachiti ivo kwete isu hatina kutambira mapepa. Asi chandinoda kutaura uye chandinoda kuti ndiemphasize ndechekuti sekutsanangurwa zvakare kwazvaitwa navanyuve, kuramba kutambira mapepa hazvirevi kuti matare anobva ati iwewe hauna zviro kwazvo kutambira mapepa aya. Chinoitika ndechekuti kune zvinokwanisa kuitwa kana munhu achinge aramba kutambira mapepa, tsanangura kwaita vanyuve kuti munhu achinge aramba kutambira mapepa unokwanisa iwewe kusiya mapepa aya muletter box, unokwanisa kusiya mapepa aya aya wamaafixa padoo, woita iyo yataurwa yanzi return of service. Return of service iyi ndo inoendeswa kudare, yobvairakidza kuti hongu mapepa akasiyiwa munhu akatambira, saka unonga usisina iwewe kodzero yekuti ini handina kutambira mapepa.
Asi mukamasiya muletter box vasaurombe kana vanxube kana Dr. Sibanda mapepa asiwa muletter box haana kutambirwa nemunhu, vana vosvika wovhura votambisawo kana kuti poitikowo imwe tsaona muletter box, munokwanisa here kuzosungirira munhu kuti akakutambidza mapepa?
Hongu munhu anosungirwa kuti takutambidza mapepa nekuti sokutsanangura kwatiri kuita kunyaya inofanha kuti itariswe kubva pakuti taedza kukupa mapepa iwe waramba kutambira mapepa. Saka kana tichinge tamasiya isu taakuti takutambidza mapepa, inonzi service of process yatoitika iyoyo, kuti watotambidzwa mapepa nekuti iwe waramba kakumagamuchira. Kana kuti tasiya tamaafixa pagate pako, vana zvavachaita navo isu hatinei nazvo. Chataa kuenda isi kunotaurira dare kana kuti sheri chaakunonyora mutino service anotaura kuti ndasiya mapepa pakati nengari yekuti zvakati 1234 zvaitika munhu aramba kutambira mapepa. Ive vana wako kana wazodisaidha kumabvarura mapepa kana kumapisa, izvo zvava zvavo
zvazvekumba kwako. Aiwa, tinotenda vasaurombe, rambai imiri parunare. Gibbs nemuteereri, ndifunga ndiye muteereri wedu kutanga muchirongwa. Makadii?
Tiripo zvedu vakuru vangu, makadii zvenyu?
Ndakasimba vakuru, zita ndiani?
Ndonzi Edmo Basera.
Vaedmo Basera, muri kufona muri kupi?
KuBotswana.
Botswana, aiwa, nyaya muri kungoinzwa hanzi hadzirimi, basa radzo ndero kungoteerera. Tipei zvamuri kunzwa nezvamunoda kutaura.
Ini ndingori nemashoko angu mashoma ekuti nyika yedu iyi kuti inake dai zvaibvirawo mana chero Mwari vapindirawo. Nekuti kune vamwe vanhu vekuti hatizivi kuti vangabvisiwa sei, vakaita sana baba Chivengwa.
Vanenge vachibvisirwei?
Dai zvaigoneka, nekuti panyaya dzeutongi apa tinoona kuti hakusi kudiviravo.
Imimi munogona kunge muchidaro nokuti munee musiri kudivira ravowo iwo mukusapota kana kutsigira. Vedivirawo vachitaura kuti aiwa, zviri kutoitwa nanachamisa izvi navachamisa neMDC Alliance dai Mwari atopindira zvisaitike. Saka zvine zvichireva kuti zvichimira nokuti imi muri divi ripi rerwizi, ndofunga ndo maonero andingaita. Asi chikuru chamungataurira vana veZimbabwe padanho iro ratorwa iri chii?
Ndinoda kuti ngavaramba vakashinga vana veZimbabwe, ngatiite zvekunamata ichaizvo kusvikira zvinhu zvese zvapera. Nekurega kuita mhirizhonga. Ngatirege kuita mhirizhonga sevana veZimbabwe. Timirire kunzwa kuti vanotonga vachati kudii.
Ndizvozvo.
Saka mhirizhonga yakashata, nekuti zvinorwadza kuti tifirwe nevamwe vedu. Saka tongoda kukurudzira vana veZimbabwe kuti ngatirambei takamirira kusvika mazuva acho asvika, tigotanga tanzwa kuti matare achati kudii. Kana zvaita saizvozvo ndo panozotanga kuti tingaona kuti tingaita sei.
Aiwa, thank you so much mukoma Edmo Basera. Asi iko kuBotswana imi sechitsvarwa cheZimbabwe mugerewo sei?
Kuno pari zvino tichiri nani zvedu kungoti badzi pakatanga nyaya dzakaita seidzidzi, kugara kwedu kunenge kwaakutonetsa. Tinenge tongogara tichinongedzwa-nongedzwa nekuti waingofungidzirawo kuti pachachinja kuZimbabwe uku. Saka zviri kuita sekuti iwo havasi kuzvigamuchirawo kuti zvinhu zviri kuchinja. So tirikugara tichingonongedzwa nongedzwa zvekuti hatizivi kuti tichaguma tava papi.
Ndizvozvo, ya nokuti ndabvunza kudaro kuti ndinzwewo kuti dzimwe nyika dzinogona kuti maita sarudzo kuZimbabwe kusaka chidzokerai kumusha kwenyu kana kuti zvinhu zvanaka kana kuti vanogona kuti zvinhu hazvina kunaka.
Chavari kutoita izvezvi ndechekutoti vakangomirira kuda kunzwa nyaya iyo yekoti iyoyi. Asi mashoko avo vanenge vachitaura vanenge vachiti chisu tiri kuramba kubvisa hurumende iripo. So zvikuru sei vanenge vachitoti kunyanya isu tiri kuno kunze vanoti tisiri kuramba kubvisa hurumende iyoyo tofanira kuenda tigonobvisa.
Okay. Aiwa maita basa zvikuru mukoma Edmo.
Ndinotenda zvangu baba.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs mukoma Edmo is calling from Botswana. He's asking for God's intervention in what is happening in Zimbabwe. And he also urged Zimbabweans not to be violent or not to take violence onto the streets as a way of settling disputes or scores. He says, wait for the courts and hear what the courts will say.
So, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, I hope you are still on the line. And, you know, the question is, what's plan B here in case everything doesn't go the way you want?
Look, President Nelson Chamisa has made it absolutely clear, abundantly clear. He's not missed his words, and he's repeatedly reiterated the fact that he is at the moment considering all options that are legally available to him. So the legal action, the court action, is just but one in a basket of methods that the president will utilize to ensure that the people of Zimbabwe are not cheated of the victory they needed so much. Because this country needs to recover. This country needs an economy that can be sustainable. And we know that President Nelson Chamisa continues to represent the only hope for a resuscitated economy, an economy that can feed everyone, an economy that can improve our lives dramatically. So President Nelson Chamisa is looking at a basket of possibilities in terms of how to deal with the attempted electoral theft by Justice Chigumba through her position in ZAC.
Thank you.
Tom Bonzwa, kuna maybe Mr. Ncube. You know, Mr. Ncube, the issue of challenging these election results, this is not a new thing in Zimbabwe. Do you think that what happened in the years, preceding years, like 2008, 2013, will also come in to affect the ruling?
Courts usually do is to rely on what they call precedence. So, you know, the other side is that seeks to oppose these will be quickly latch on to those decisions to try to, you know, sway the court in their favor. But essentially, we would recall that in 2008, we did not have the new constitution. And this time around, we have, you know, the 2013 constitution. I know that there was a challenge, but in that challenge, the MDC ended up withdrawing. I mean, Tsvangirai withdrew the challenge that he had brought for one or the other reason. But also the other thing to underscore is that the Electoral Act was recently amended in various respects. So now when you read those amendments and the 2013 Constitution together, and also taking into account the evidence that seems to be so glaring, then the court is obliged to really look at this closely and determine this issue on a substantive basis, not on procedural issues like they have done, I mean, before. Because Section 93 behoves of them to really review the whole process to say, did ZEC do what it was supposed to do in accord with the law? And then they have to then make any of the orders that are permissive in terms of Section 93. once they found that there was, I mean, a dereliction of duty on the part of the commission.
Hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. There's someone who wanted us to throw a question to Dr. Siwanda, whether there are any of the presidential candidates who are not respondents in this case. Dr. Siwanda?
Well, there are not, because the law requires that all the participants to an election that has resulted in a complaint or petition be named in the request to the court. So all the presidential candidates are listed as respondents because the law requires that that be done. It does not necessarily mean that they are therefore part of the draft order that we seek the court to allow. So when you look at the draft order, it is only about the position of the declared president, the position of ZEC, and also the status of the election in relation to the people of Zimbabwe and who they voted for as president. So it really isn't a case of identifying or going after all the former all the candidates. It is really about what the law requires us to do when such a petition is drawn after an election.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dr. Siwanda.
And Mr. Sawurombe, what about if one candidate wants to react and say these elections were free and fair as one of the respondents? What will happen?
What will happen is all the candidates who have cited as respondents, they are very much entitled to respond in a manner that they see and deem fit. So if they say that the elections were free and fair, they should also proffer the evidence to say that these elections were free and fair. Because the applicant has brought in an application saying the elections were not free and fair and has proffered the evidence to support such an applicant. So if one of the respondents, who is most probably, say, not the first respondent, the third or fourth respondent, the other candidates who participated in the elections, they are very much entitled to that. But as I'm saying, they also need to proffer that evidence that indeed what the applicant is saying is not correct.
Dr. Siwanda, now we're going to talk about what happens.
But I wanted to throw a question kuna Vasibanda Nisandwa Zvikanganwa. Dr. Siwanda, pane tarisiro here kuti nyaya ingadzikwa rini kudare? Is there any dates given?
No, the law is very clear that the courts have 14 days, but also that the respondents have 3 days. My suspicion is that they should be in a position to respond by next Friday, given that Monday and Tuesday are public holidays in the country. So they should be in a position to have responded by next Friday. And thereafter, the court can then set death, and the process should continue and conclude within the stipulated 14 days.
Oh, thank you so much, Gibson.
And Mr. Machubane Ncube, do you see the case, taking that long, or it would be just a walkover for the respondents?
It cannot be a walkover by any stretch of the imagination, because when what I've seen so far, in social media suggests that there is mountains of evidence that has been placed before the court. So one has to scrupulously and meticulously go through all this, and the court, I think, will be detained for very long hours, even perhaps sitting into the night, because they have to do this within the 14 days permissive time in terms of the constitution. So this can never be a walk in the park.
Vasaurombe, zvamunga taurira vana veZimbabwe vakateerera pane ino nguva zvingatarisirwa kubva kumatare. Hello. Taura henyu.
Taura vana veZimbabwe ndezvekuti ngatimirire tione kuti matare achabuda nekuti uye chatinovimba ndechekuti pane zvichaitwa kumatare nyaya iyi haingosandudzirwi parutivi kunzi nyaya iyi nokuda kwekuti pane peji ramusina kunhamba saka nyaya iyi taakuibudisa. Tinoda tinoshuvira kuti nyaya iyi ichanzwika pane umbowo huripo on substantive basis topiwa mutongo wekuti pane umbowo hwapiwa pane kutaurwa kwaitwa mukati medare izvi ndizvo zvabuda. And tinoda kutarisira kuti matare edu achava akazvimiririra pasina avo vanoda kuvapa any influence yekuti vasarudzi kupa mutongo unonga wakarerekera wechifezera mumwe kunyange asina iye kuita kana kuti kuisa pamberi pedare zvaifanira kusa pamberi pedare. Saka ngatimirire tione kuti matare edu achaita sei.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
And your last word, Dr. Spanda?
From the lawyers on the panel, both of whom are professionals that have served their community with distinction, is that they should expect that the courts will do a diligent job and that the courts will be free from the influence. There is already concern given the statements given by President declared Idi Mnangagwa to the effect that he thinks that he can influence court proceedings, can influence the behavior and attitude of the Prosecutor General. I think that those concerns are real and they throw a lot in the air in terms of whether or not people can trust that he is able to allow the courts to remain independent. The independence of the court is an important aspect of governing in the 21st century, and I think that the President declared is better advised that he needs to allow that to happen, allow that independence to be exercised fully.
Mr. Ncube, your last word, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you. This is really a make or break, issue that is before the courts. The international community is watching this with keen interest. And you will recall that the present government has been trying to woo, investors and to reintegrate the country of Zimbabwe into the international community. So if the international community is watching, what it means is that the courts have to render a really professional and competent decision. If the courts were to make a decision that is bizarre in the light of the mountains of evidence without dealing with those issues which are before them, then it will have a bearing on the investors. Because, you see, when investors decide to come to your country, they have to consider whether there is the rule of law. And that if they have to have disputes of a commercial nature, are they going to be resolved by default?
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Machobela Ncube. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, MDCT Presidential Spokesperson. We also thank Mr. Machobela Ncube, a human rights lawyer based in Bulawayo. And thanks also to Mr. Paitamoyo Saurombe and attorney. Thank you so much, Jonga Mfowethu. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington.
Neniwo Jonga Kandemiri ndirikuteerawo Gibbs Dube kwaari kuenda. Ndofunga taakugadzirira kuzoona zvinhu zvaakuitika.
Kakulu.
Yes, siyabonga. Tisingakanganwe vanga vachipindawo muchirongwa.
Kakulu.
Thank you.